Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. You're listening to the Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. All right, everyone, you look marvelous today. This wonderful, wonderful second day in May 2nd, 2015. How's everyone doing right now? This marvelous radio show, the biggest three-day weekend online here on Blog Talk Radio, live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man here, Derek Farron here, the maestro, the host with the most. How's everyone going right here from the live Blog Talk Radio studio audience? How's everyone doing outside? How's everyone doing? All right. Good for this weekend. Of course, you know, this is the big fight of the century, the fight of the millennium. Mayweather versus Pacquiao. Pacquiao versus Mayweather. Let's get some nice fighting boxing music, okay? It's time to get ready. It's time to get straight. It's time to get straight. Thank you. tickets are $10 at the box, $10 at the Dave Show at the office. So if you want to go and check them out, definitely get your tickets. You can go through the box office at State Theater. The phone number is 229, area code 229-436-1228. That's 229-436-1228. Or you can go and get the tickets through their website for the concert. You can go on their website at ubl.splashthat.com. That's ubl.splashthat.com. So definitely check it out. I hope you get the news. So make this show sold out. Make it sell out for cause because they're making it. They were seen in the movie Legend of Seven Toed Man. One of the two horror films that I've been in last year, and I think it already been through three screenings, especially this recent one at the last month at the Milledgeville Film Festival. That was a good. I heard it was a really good turnout compared to the other turnout screenings that they had. One in Cordele and another one in Atlanta. That was like 2 months ago. So definitely. Definitely check. If you didn't get a chance to see them on in the movie Seven Toed Man, and I hope you'll be able to see it soon. Because according to the director Joseph Lavin, I think it's supposed to come out on DVD sometime this year. Hopefully around during the summer or maybe later in the year, maybe October, I guess during Halloween. But it should be available on DVD sometime by the end of this year. Seven Toed Man. But definitely check, if you didn't get to check them out on film, please definitely check them out next week at the State Theater in downtown Albany. And you won't regret it. They're a really good band. They're really good. And I hope you get to check them out. So check out Unbreakable Bloodline next week, next Saturday night at the State Theater on Albany, Georgia. Just letting you know. Also, to our Middle Georgia listeners, we have some sunny days ahead, especially today. It's a beautiful morning. Well, more technically, a beautiful afternoon, if you know what I mean. It's 75 degrees outside, 75 and sunny here in Macon, Georgia, with a high of 77 and a low of 54 degrees. So it's going to be good in the daytime and good at nighttime. Good weather, good times, good places. And around off the weekend, tomorrow it's going to be 83 degrees for the high. It's also going to be sunny. It's going to be sunny all week. So enjoy the sunshine while you can. This upcoming work week, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to love it. You don't have to worry about any rain or nothing for 5 days. So enjoy it. Enjoy the sunlight, sunny while you can. Today it's 75, like I said, 75 degrees today with a high of 77 and a low of 54. And Sunday, rounding off the weekend, the high is going to be 83 degrees and sunny with a low of 57. So it's going to be mostly for the work week, it's going to be mostly in the 80s. And for the daytime, for the highs and late 50s, high 50s for the lows. Just want to let you know about that. And now since we got the weather out the way, let's go into the news. We have some news, some updates about the quake over in Nepal. There's some sizzling hot tops. Oh yeah, it's getting kind of bad as expected. Some more about the updates of the earthquake. This is a week after the earthquake. Nepal still needs tents and food. And this is from Kathmandu, Nepal. The Nepal government renewed its appeal to international donors to send tents, tarpaulins, and basic food supplies in the wake of last weekend's devastating earthquake, saying some of the items being sent are of little use. The government also asked donors to send money to help with relief efforts if they cannot send things that are immediately necessary. Finance Minister Ram Charan Mahat told reporters yesterday that We have received things like tuna fish and mayonnaise. What good are those things for us? We need grain, salt, and sugar. As Mahat says, the government has decided to exempt taxes on tents and tarpaulin. Information Minister Manindra Rajal said Nepal would immediately need 400,000 tents, and so far has been able to provide only 29,000 tents to the people who need them. A week after massive earthquake has killed almost nearly 7,000 people and collapsed buildings, temples, and homes in remote villages remain cut off from help. And the UN has estimated the 7.8 earthquake that struck on April 25th has affected over 8 million people, more than a fourth of Nepal's population of 27.8 million. It says that in Kathmandu, rescue workers in orange jumpsuits continue to search throughout collapsed buildings, with fewer tents were standing in the central part of the capital that has been packed with people in the first few days. Some residents who have been fearful of aftershocks have left the city or moved elsewhere. And now the government has announced, the Nepalese government announced that it was giving the equivalent of $1,000 the families of each person killed and another $400 for funeral costs, state-run Nepal Radio said yesterday. And also more than 130,000 houses were destroyed in the quake, according to the UN Humanitarian Office. Near the epicenter north of Kathmandu, whose villages were in ruins, residents were in desperate need of temporary shelters against the rain and the cold. It is really, really getting... It's getting bad out there, people. It's really getting bad. So our condolences go out to the people who have died on behalf of me and Margola from the and all of us from the It's Marvelous Radio Show. We hope that they the people in Nepal will be able to cope and keep their heads up and keep themselves safe. And there's some other hot topics that we want to talk about. And this is a really hot sizzling one right now as we see. Of course, you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the things that's been going on over in Baltimore, Maryland. And it says, Baltimore reacts after officers are charged. And this is from WBALTV.com. This is the website for the TV station of WBAL. And it says that there have been six officers that have been charged for the death of Freddie Gray. They have now, prosecutors have now made charge the murder of Freddie Gray a homicide. It wasn't, you know, like I said, it's not justifiable homicide, but definitely a homicide. And six police officers have been prosecuted. And the thing is, it's a really diverse. It's more diverse than many people have thought to be. The people from top left, I'll give them their names: Sergeant Alicia White, Lieutenant Brian Rice, Officer William Porter, Officer Edward Nero, Officer Garrett Miller, and Officer Caesar Goodson. So out of the six, only three of them are white. Three white male police officers, two black male police officers, and one black female. And I guess to add for what my friend, one of my buddies on Facebook right now, one of my high school and college buddies, I want to say, he definitely said that it's not about race. It's just basically, it's not like my friend Chris Glover says. He says it's not about white cops versus black suspects. It's bad cops versus easy targets, which is very true. And like I said, you know, said in yesterday's broadcast, something is really fishy about this. I mean, out of all the stuff that was going on, how did he end up with a final injury, and how do you hit yourself so bad, bang your head against the wall of a car or of a police vehicle, that you end up paralyzed? How do you paralyze yourself, bang your head against the wall? It doesn't make sense. I mean, unless the guy was breakdancing in the back seat, which is highly unlikely, you know, if he was caught breakdancing and landed on his head, I don't see how a person just banged their head to the point where they just paralyzed themselves. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And I may have to agree with my friend Mr. Glover here, says by some, but they're at least, you know, as far as the suspects, one says guilty until proven innocent. And he says, well, yeah, and he, I guess by some it says that the cops are guilty to proven innocent, by some, but at least they're still breathing, you know. It says, he goes on to say, the point is, this isn't a white cops thing and never has been. One of the reasons I think people are so harsh towards us is that they think everything we say is somehow an attack on white people and get over the top hostile and defensive. They're not really getting the point. Right now it's mostly us, easy targets, referring to black folks and specifically black men. People are shockingly eager to defend them when it's us. That's the only real racial angle. Yeah, I agree to some point. Yeah, it's not really racial per se. It's, I mean, the racial point is just collateral damage, you know, from the, if you talk about a big picture. But he goes on to say, but at some point, maybe the dots will get connected and they'll realize it's about power. A friend of mine, huge gun guy, has been posting stories of police abuse against people of all races for years. And that's true. And I know who that person is, though. We both used to work with him, didn't we? many, many moons, many years ago. It's really a sad thing, man. It's really a sad thing going on. And I think the only thing good that has come about is that there's one of the people who were involved, well, not involved in the riots, but there's a mother, Toya Graham, who basically was caught on the internet, you know, basically hitting, you know, hitting her son upside the head for catching him throwing rocks at the police. And, you know, I don't, you know, in a way, I don't believe, I mean, I don't condone hitting your kid, especially if it's caught on camera, because she could easily be, you know, if it was a different situation, she could be called, someone could call her on defects and stuff like that. But I'm just going to play a little bit of her interview. And this is from CBS This Morning. This is earlier, I think, Friday. Yeah, it was around, I think, Friday after Friday morning from CBS News with Gayle King, Charlie Rose, and Nora Williams.
To the attention on our Facebook page. The hashtag Mom of the Year began trending on Twitter, and today, Toya Graham, a single mom of six, joins us only on CBS This Morning. Good morning to you, Ms. Toya Graham.
Good morning.
Here's the front page of the paper this morning. It says, forget the National Guard, send in the moms. They're calling you hero mom. Do you feel like a hero mom this morning?
I don't.
Because what was your intention?
My intention was just to get my son and have him be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I knew that was, the whole thing was not safe. It wasn't safe at all.
Let's go back to that morning, because you had told him, do not go down to the protest.
Yes. He told me the night before that, you know, everybody was going to meet up at Mondawmin Mall. And I said to him, Michael, for the school, don't go to Mondawmin.
But you knew
that. You know, me and my oldest daughter, I had a doctor's appointment, and we started getting phone calls that they was letting schools out early, that they were shutting down Mondawmin, and she was like, Mom, we have to go.
Oh.
You know, you have to leave the doctor's office. We have to go. And so to get there and see the mass of police and the helicopters, and, you know, I actually ran over to the police, and I said, you know, where are the children that have to take this bus route here.
But tell us when you first saw your son, Toya. Take us there.
So I was speaking with the police officer, and he pointed across the street from Mondawmin Mall. I stood there on the same side as the police with the shields, and they were throwing bricks. And I was like in awe. Like, it was like, oh, my God. And to see my son come across the street with a rock in his hand, I think at that point I just lost it.
You recognize the baggy sweatpants.
I recognize the baggy sweatpants. He did have the hoodie on, and he did have the face mask on. But It was something about those sweatpants he had on. And
he also made eye contact.
And he made eye contact.
What's remarkable for me is he clearly had respect and fear of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because as you were pushing him and doing that sort of light hook you had, he was backing off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was he saying to you?
Mom, okay, mom. You know, and I was pretty much just telling him, you know, how dare you do this? If he, I actually went to the Freddie Gray's funeral, body, and if he wanted to do that, I would allow him to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if he wanted to stay home from school to go to the funeral, I would allow him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for him to do what he was doing, it was just unacceptable.
You said, I thought so poignantly, you did not want to lose your son to the streets.
No. Mm-hmm. And I fight with this, not just because of this incident. I find myself shielding my son on a lot of different incidents where these young kids are out here shooting each other, and a lot of his friends have been killed. You know, and so my thing is, I just want to keep him in the house. And I know that's not going to, you know, he's going to get out.
That's not really going to work. But the way that you were striking him,
uh-huh.
You opened up a can of whoop-ass on him the way I was looking at him. That clearly was not the first time that you've had that interaction with him, is it?
No. Tell us about him. Like I said before, he has been in trouble before. And he knows right from wrong. He's just like the other teenagers that doesn't have the perfect relationship with the police officers in Baltimore City.
Mm.
But you will not be throwing rocks and stones at police officers.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, who's to say that they don't have to come and protect me from something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they might not want to, knowing that you're bringing harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
Two wrongs don't make a right. So at the end of the day, I just wanted to make sure I had got my son home. And we actually could see everything after being home watching the news, and he started seeing the fires and everything that was taking place. And did he say he was sorry? No, he didn't say he was sorry, but, you know, he was coming upstairs and he was telling me things that his friends were saying.
What are they saying?
You know, Michael, you need to give your mother a hug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mother's Day is right around the corner. You need to buy her the best Mother's Day gift ever. You know?
Does he love the attention you're getting? So admiring of you and what you're doing and people understanding
mm-hmm.
that the life of a single parent who has to work and take care of children is a difficult life.
Well, I think at this point, I'm not working at the moment. I just came from losing a job, but just coming into a brand new home. And so he sees me struggle. He sees the struggle that I'm going through. But my children, it's just me and my children. I mean, you know, I don't go out. I don't, you know, do any of that thing. Only thing I do is church, and it's me and my children and my grandchildren.
What did you think when you saw that tape of you?
I thought, oh, my God, my pastor is going to have a fit. I tell you what, your pastor may have a fit, but the police commissioner of Baltimore said
yeah.
we need more moms
yeah, right,
like
right.
you.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of praise, not just, you know, in Baltimore, but certainly around the country, they send in the moms.
Let's not make the point. This is about the death of Freddie Gray. It's so much bigger than that.
Okay.
And I don't want people to be sad.
Yeah, that was from CBS Morning News interviewing Charlie Rose, Nora Williams, and Gail King interviewing Toya Graham, interviewing her for the supermom who slapped her son upside the head from kept him from throwing rocks because she didn't want him to end up like Freddie Gray, which obviously very, very understandable, very understandable. And a lot of things going on. Speaking of some things going on, particularly in the music business, there's some bad news. Recently, B.B. King is now he's going to be in a home hospice, recently because he's from an illness and he's really really sick. And I guess when you get to a hospice, he's probably on the verge of terminal. usually 9 times out of 10, because I don't like the word. I don't like the word hospital because it sounds like, you know, it's basically a hospital for those who are going to meet the inevitable, so to speak. We have very limited time on Earth. But anyway, I just want to let everybody know about that. One other thing, I just want to get in more stuff about some other news. I mean, I talked about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees yesterday, and I briefly talked about Beanie King, the one who sung the classic song Stand By Me. He's died at the age of 76. He was R&B and soul singer. He started his career in the late 1950s with the Drifters, stage singing hits, including There Goes My Baby and Save the Last Dance for Me. After going solo, he hit the U.S. Top 5 with Stand By Me in 1961. He returned to the charts in the 1980s, including a three-week number one in the U.K. following its use of the film of the same name, title, and the same name and TV advertising. Basically, Stand By Me is basically the movie directed by Rob Reiner, who directed Spinal Tap, and basically Stand By Me is the film adaptation of Stephen King's short novel called The Body, and features a lot of child stars, particularly the late River Phoenix, including Will Wheaton, Corey Feldman, and Jerry O'Connell. Also, some more information about some information about Stand By Me. Earlier this year, King's original version of Stand By Me was inducted into the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress for being culturally, historically, and aesthetically significant, quote-unquote. The song is featured on the soundtrack, like I said, in the 1986 film Stand By Me. And it was written by King, Larry Lieber, and Mike Stoller, inspired by the spiritual Lord Stand By Me, plus two lines rooted in Psalms 46, verses 2 and 3. There have been over 400 recorded versions of the song. And says that the song was not released on an album until it had been out as a single for 2 years. The song appeared on King's Don't Play That Song album. How ironic. Okay. It peaked at number 9, also in advertising for Levi's jeans. It went to number 1 on the R&B charts and the top 10 hit charts on the U.S. charts twice. Original release in 1961, it peaked at number 4. It reached number 1 on the U.K. singles chart, and also it ranked 122nd, ranked number 122 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. In 1999, BMI named it as the fourth most performed song of the 20th century with about 7 million performances. On March 27, 2012, the Songwriters Hall of Fame announced that Stand By Me received its 2012 Towering Song Award and that King would be honored with the 2012 Towering Performance Award for his recording of it. The structure of the song uses a version of a common chord progression now called the 50s progression, which has been called the Stand By Me Changes after the song. And there's been many versions of it. Spider Turner's 1967 version climbed to number 3 on the U.S. Billboard Black Singles chart and number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. John Lennon recorded his version of the song in his 1975 album, Rock and Roll. Lennon's cover was the last hit prior to his 5-year retirement from the music industry. This version had more rock sound than R&B. Lennon filmed the performance of the song in the Old Grey Whistle Test in 1975. On May 3rd of 75, this version was at the peak at number 20 in the Hot 100, back-to-back with King's comeback hit Supernatural Thing Part 1 at number 21. Maurice White of the of Earth, Wind, and Fire did a remake of it, and it peaked at number 6 and 11 on and 50 in the Hot R&B Hip-Hop Singles and Tracks, Adult Contemporary, and Billboard 100 charts, respectively. Prince Royce recorded a bachata version, I guess a Latin version, of the song as his debut single, changing parts of the lyrics into Spanish. This version peaked at number 8 on the Hot Latin Tracks and number 1 on the Tropical Airplay. At the Latin Grammy Awards in 2010, Royce performed the live version of the song along with Benny King. Royce covered received a Lo Nuestro Award for Tropical Song of the Year. That is amazing. That's really amazing. That is so amazing about that song. And what's so original, what's so really cool about it, I mean, It hit number one twice, once in 1961 and again in 1986 when the movie Stand By Me came out. King's other hits included Spanish Harlem, Amor, Don't Play That Song, You Lied, and Supernatural Thing Part 1, like I said. The singer died on Thursday, according to his publicist, Phil Brown, told BBC News. Fellow musician Gary U.S. Bonds wrote on Facebook that King was one of the sweetest, gentlest, and gifted souls that I have the privilege of knowing and calling my friend for more than 50 years. He wrote that, "I can tell you that Benny will be missed more than words can say. Our sincere condolences go out to Betty and the entire family." BBC Radio 2 DJ Bob Harris said on Twitter, "So sad to hear that Benny King has passed away. More than almost anyone, he fired and inspired my love of music. Hashtag stand by me. Hashtag there goes my baby." And born Benjamin Earl Nelson, he initially joined a doo-wop called the Five Crowns, who became the Drifters after that group's manager fired the band's previous members. He co-wrote and sang on the band's single, There Goes My Baby, which reached number two on the U.S. in 1959. As a matter of fact, his first solo hit in 1961 wasn't Spanish Harlem, but it wasn't Stand By Me. It was actually Spanish Harlem. Stand By Me was his second solo hit. He originally intended Stand By Me for the Drifters, but they said they turned it down. They turned down the song. Wow. So he worked on a song when Atlantic Records boss Ahmet Erdogan paired him with writers Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Wow, that is so cool. He said that in my vocal, I think you can hear something of my earlier sounds when I sing in the subway house with the echo and performing doo-wop on street corners, he told The Guardian in 2013. And he did so much. As I said that earlier this year, the U.S. Library of Congress added to the National Recording Registry, declaring it was incandescent vocal that made it a classic. That was incredible. That was incredible. King also set up a charity to help young people continue their education. That was, oh my, this is really good. This was, I wish, he will definitely be missed. I got to give him a round of applause because I don't want to go on a. I want to go on a high note. You know what I mean? I just want to say thank you all for listening. It's 3:39 now. I know we go a little bit over a few times on the show, but I just want to say thank you for listening to us. Keep continuing to listen. Spread the word to us. Spread the word about the show through our Facebook page. On Facebook, we have a Facebook page called This Marvelous Radio Show. Please check us out. If you want to have some advertising with us, definitely give me a call at 478-731-1926. That's 478-731-1926. Also, you can tweet me at dbarrett478. You can also email me at southpaw2k1@yahoo.com. Just want to give out a shout-out to a couple of Facebook friends who are having a birthday today. Happy birthday to Nadira Morali from Atlanta from the ATL. Happy birthday, girl. Hope you're having a good time. And also to my good buddy, Santos De La Rosa. He is a castmate of mine in a comedy troupe we used to be part of called Saturday Nights Are Alive in Atlanta or SNL in the ATL. I think that was I really do miss working with those guys. I hope you have a wonderful birthday, Santos, and I hope I get to see you soon again. I hope I'll be able to work with you again because you guys are, if I haven't said it to you before, I want to say it to you on live while I have the time, while I got the podium, that you guys are very, very talented. And I hope one day, if not me, at least one of you guys end up on Saturday Night Live on NBC in New York City. That's the truth. That's definitely the truth. Yes. That is the truth. Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and end it off. I'm going to close the show with the original version of Stand By Me, which was used in the movie Stand By Me of the same name. And I wish I had another version of at least John Lennon's cover of it, But then again, I would have to have like an hour-long show. I just have to put on like a show. I just need an extra hour just to put on the covers of all the versions of Stand By Me. But I'm just going to end it on a great note right here. Hope you guys get a chance to check out the fight if you can afford it. The Pacquiao Mayweather fight on pay-per-view. It costs $100. It is a bargain compared to ticket prices. Also, tonight, if you're not going to watch the fight, there's going to be something going on in Macon, the Dancing with the Stars of Central Georgia. It's a dancing contest, ballroom dancing contest, and the profits go to people who suffer from Alzheimer's disease. It's for Alzheimer's fundraiser and trying to find a cure for that. Definitely check that out. If you're going to be out and about in downtown Macon, definitely check that out. And also want to say, continue to watch it, listen to us every Friday at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at 3 p.m. Of course, tomorrow's show is not going to be on at 3 p.m. It's going to be on at 6:30 due to a scheduling conflict that I'm doing right now. But anyway, I hope you get to enjoy. Keep listening to us on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of the show. This is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you joy. Have a wonderful day. And have a marvelous Saturday. We're ending the show with the classic Stand By Me by the late and legendary Benny King. Rest in peace, sir. Have a marvelous Saturday.
When the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, don't stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand by me. It's the sky that we look upon, just a blowing fog on the mountains. I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't sit up here just as long as you stand by. And Lord, stand by me, hold me, by me. Walk down, stand by, stand by.